Welcome back to the Inn at the End, friends. Our troopers are already at their table, getting underway. Why don't you go join them? I'll bring you a drink.
Welcome to the Inn at the End, the internet's number one D&D Let's Play show. I'm your host, your DM, Alex, and with me is...
Dash as Valen.
Caleb as Simon Monroe.
Milo's Ace.
And Red as Ben.
And last we left, the boys of Quilton Bay, they were in the center of the Dresky Warehouse Enclave outside of Brighton, facing off against Perva. Let the adventure begin.
Cutting that out.
I had to do something.
You have too much of Dash in you now.
Oh, no.
I've heard that a time or two.
No one ever wants that.
So to set the scene, you are in the central ring.
Listen
of the
Dresky
Warehouses. Milo, Ace, you are in the very center fighting with the Corpse Fiend, going towards the double doors that enter into this place. We have Big Craig and Val who are fighting with... I believe it is one guard, two guards, and one corpse. Val is heading towards the double doors. And then just outside the double doors is Ben, Simon, and Perva. Ben dying. Simon at one hit point. And it is Simon's go. We're keeping the same initiative we had before. So, Simon, you are up with one hit point. Perva has just shut the door after mortally wounding Ben.
You know, I need to stop... So I have this thing where I try not to think about where we are in the game in between sessions, so I'm not, like, pre-gaming too much.
Sure, okay.
But I feel like I really should have in this case.
Gotcha. Yeah. I mean, this would have been
You
the
knew
moment.
It was your turn.
Yeah, of all the times to have done that, this would have been it.
Yeah, yeah. But I want to keep it real for the listeners.
Ah, okay.
This feels much more real.
Yeah, this actually does.
Real life coming into D&D.
Happened last session. Yeah, it's some real D&D.
Yeah. I mean, what I do is I think of a bunch of things and then come in and don't tell you guys and then do the thing that's
so I
like,
gotta
the
do
worst that.
That
I can possibly.
Okay.
I come up with a list of ideas and I go to the bottom of the list and I'm like, that's the one I'm doing.
That's the perfect one.
We knew that.
Because basically...
Yeah, we kind of already figured that.
Like, how does somebody come up with such awful plans so consistently?
I make a tier list of ideas and
it's systematic.
The F tier every time.
Because I had this graph upside down the whole time.
He just starts. We start winning finally.
Yeah. So I don't like having my buddy down. That's kind of my.
Bro, but like, you know I'm.
I know you'll be fine.
I've already died before.
Yeah, you've told everybody multiple times that you have advantage on death saving throws. But Simon, I mean, does Simon know what death saving throws are?
I mean, what Simon sees is. Ben, like...
Bleeding out.
Trying to breathe, even though he doesn't have to. He's like...
it's for me.
His organs are, like, trying to do things, but they are failing at it.
Right. Okay.
You definitely see, yes, something in there is, you know, you notice he is dying. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm gonna...
And you see Perva standing over him.
May not be the best option, but I'm gonna have to go with Simon's gut.
Okay.
And Simon's gut says... Get to my friend Ben and cast Cure Wounds.
Okay. Bro. So, yeah, you can absolutely get to...
I know, but
honestly...
You're
5 feet away from each other. You just need to put a hand on and cast Cure Wounds. That's an action.
I do that.
We're just going to wake each other up just enough for Perva to kill.
Hey, are you okay? Yeah, are you okay?
Except
yeah.
She has multiple attacks, too. She's going to knock us both out.
You know what, though? I mean...
I think in the metagame, we agreed you were going to use Disengage and just run.
That is 100% not true. You are weaving tails at this point.
I think the word disengage, if we use the search function through the AI-generated captions...
Mm-hmm.
We have never used it in this podcast ever. Yeah. Because we never disengage from anything.
I don't know the meaning of disengage. So I'm sorry, dude. I know this might not be the smartest thing to do, but there's a conviction here, and so I'm going with it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Roll the cure wounds dice.
That would be nice. 14.
14 hit points back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty big.
And then as my...
I'm ready to fight again.
BA, mm-hmm. I would like to mark this Perva as my favorite foe.
All right.
If they weren't already, I don't think I did that.
Absolutely.
And I think that's going to be my turn. If I can take some sort of defensive posture or something like that, I'll do that. I don't know that I have...
Nothing's going to help mechanically as far as defenses, but you could arrange yourself so that you are flanking Perva.
Yeah.
You puff up your tail.
You kind of like cure wounds as your...
twice as big.
There you go.
And actually, can we get out of the way any sort of like eating cats and like jokes like that out of the way now? Is there...
Why, is that a thing that people are talking about?
I've heard something about it.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you heard of that?
Is that in the new Matrix?
It might be. The Bro Matrix?
Yeah, it's the political thing.
Well, the cats equal deja vu, and so I think they just started eating them to
erase it. What?
I'm lost.
Caleb's referencing political.
You don't need a
the deja vu line is what lost me.
Cats are deja
vu. And then he's trying to loop in the Matrix.
I see. Right.
Popular culture.
I know that's not what they are. I'm just trying to give the bro answer.
And I have succeeded in derailing everything.
Welcome
okay, move
to
on.
Springfield, Ohio.
Okay.
All right.
Cats in the room.
You roll over to the other side of Perva. You take up a flanking position. You get up after curing Ben. After that is Ace inside the room.
It's swing away time.
We got her. We got her.
No, he's Wait, not.
No,
I'm he's
there's
not
a door
here.
Between
like
him.
100 feet away from you guys. Yeah.
No, yeah. I mean that me and Simon are up now.
Yeah. We got where we are.
You guys are up. Absolutely.
Well, now you can do something on your turn instead of roll.
And I have 23 hit points.
Disengage.
Or 23 strength, so that's cool.
Nice.
That makes my attack 21. And I'll go ahead and roll the second one, too. 29.
Oh, yeah.
And...
This thing is a Cronenberg monster.
It's
gross.
It
is easy to hit.
Yeah. 10, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 damage for the first one.
All right. 18, you cut out chunks of this thing. And, it just flops over, but it's still wriggling.
And then 17 more.
17 more. With 17 more, that will do it. You see the little like wriggler things start forming, and you chop into those, and then they fall flat, and like small ones start too, and then they all just start foaming. Ooh. It's kind of like black foam as it's dissolving.
Yucky.
Yeah.
I want to look around this like little back area. You said there was a desk with Kellogg.
Yeah, there's
anything else?
Handful of desks, dressers, lots of paperwork, and books, and tomes, and writing utensils. There's ledgers and like magnifying glasses. It's
another back room.
Yeah,
with like probably Kellogg's like other.
I mean, it's
stash.
All like really fancy stuff though. Like this is the heart of the office of this operation.
Frump appears right next to Kellogg.
Oh, God!
Oh, don't worry about that. He's gonna be gone in a second.
Okay.
But it's gonna hurt.
No!
And then I end my turn.
Okay.
And he explodes.
How much damage?
Use your movement.
He has to roll a dex saving throw.
Dex saving. So he tries to jump out of the way.
17.
15.
He takes a d6 of force damage. 5.
That'll do it for Kellogg.
Oh,
as he tries to like get out of the way, he trips over the chair, and the flump explodes and just sends shards of the chair like into him, and he's just...
Damn, God. You killed the bookkeeper?
I killed the bookkeeper.
He was so low. He was at 1 hit point, I believe.
Yeah, but
he deserved it.
If you're the bookkeeper for a piece of shit organization, you're just as guilty, if not more guilty.
They weren't all bad.
So as far as the Can I just ask one more thing?
Yeah.
As far as the room around me, is there anything going the direction away from my friends?
So, yeah, the two double doors lead into here. There's a little kind of entranceway that was trapped that you remember. As you go in, it's fireball. The big long table that you saw Purva at. To the right is where you are in this little, in a kind of office nook. But also, just before that, there's two hallways that lead out that have doors to them.
Shoot. Okay.
But those have been closed. Nothing's happened with them since you've begun the fight.
Well, I mostly wanted in my turn so I could see Kellogg die.
Sure.
Can I still move?
Absolutely. Let me know where you
are. Straight in the eyes.
I want to see the light go out.
Yeah.
I don't feel like there's anything particularly important. Like Ace would be looking for the action here.
Yeah. I mean, you see action.
Yeah.
You see Big Craig fighting those guards.
I would definitely run back in that direction 45 feet.
All right. Who cast the darkness, Val?
I did.
Is it still up?
Nah.
Okay. So you don't run through the darkness. You get on the other side of some corpses. You are fighting next to you're next to Ben's spirit. No, that would have gone down.
It did go down.
It did go down. You see a spirit. He's on the other side. So it's Big Craig, guard, Val or Ace.
Okay,
but not only that, I think they killed the spirit.
I am doing my fancy movement stuff where I'm like 10 feet away, and if they move with my range.
Okay, so when you stay 10 feet away, you don't want to give Big Craig flanking.
No.
Okay. Easy enough.
Your fancy moves.
There you go. I got a grid over here on my map. I'll get you in the best spot. The guards are up next. One of them was a corpse.
And I taunt them, too.
And so that one dies.
From the taunting?
Hell yeah.
Yo,
corpse, I just killed your brain guy. Now you die. That was my taunt. Was it effective?
Yeah, there's a guy stepping closer to you.
Oh,
he was 10 feet away. Now he's right next to you.
I'm going to attack him.
Okay.
23,
that hits.
Sir, you made a mistake. 18 damage.
18 damage. Oh, perfect. Okay. So he's going to make some attacks.
A death saving throw.
Please.
Feels like we're winning. Until we come back to me and Simon.
We're okay.
Yeah, I think you guys are fine.
We're going to be fine.
Both have one.
It's a 19 to hit.
No, he has like 14.
The other one misses.
Yes.
Not everybody has spells to heal. Okay.
Yeah, well.
And you're going to take 5 slashing damage as one comes slashing towards you.
Is that already halved?
No.
Oh, so I take 2.
You take 2. The other one's going after Big Craig. That's a miss.
Sorry, Big Craig. Nothing I can do.
That one will hit Big Craig. 6, 7, 8, 9.
What? No.
On Big Craig.
Real Craig has been sweating the last few episodes, just so you know. He messaged me on Instagram. And was like, I was a little worried there.
Okay. I've got Big Craig's hit points somewhere else on my sheet to persist to make sure I've got it right. That's the guards. Ben. You're up next. You're out in the hall. Your organs start to pretend they're alive, and then you get the cure wounds, and they all settle down.
Great. So can I see Purva, or?
Yeah, she is, like, as you're opening your eyes, you see Simon roll away, and she is just towering above you.
What's her AC again? Does anybody remember?
You see that she's wearing plate armor. She's wearing heavy armor.
So
probably. I would assume 19.
I should make her roll.
18.
With this epic scroll that I pulled out of my bag one session or two sessions ago.
All right.
She needs to make constitution savings throw, though. That's
she's probably going to have a pretty high con.
But maybe she'll lose. And this is a blight spell scroll. Does it use my...
It'll use your intelligence.
Oh, my intelligence.
So 8 plus proficiency plus intelligence mod.
I don't like that. Maybe I'm just going to hit her with my sword instead.
I mean,
not smart.
You got the scroll, bro.
Yeah. That's a whole thing.
Whip that thing.
Or
yeah.
I hit her with my sword, and then I can paladin strike her.
And damn.
I can do the same thing with that. All right. You're right.
Follow your decayed heart, Ben.
It would just be a whole lot cooler if it was my regular spell save, but I know that...
Which sword are you using? Crab sword or paladin?
But Craig has the
power. Oh, but Craig has that sword.
I guess we can say if you have a spellcasting ability modifier, like if you have a spellcasting ability,
I do.
You can use that.
Yes.
For the scroll. We can do that. Because
yes.
I'm seeing the frustration with it, and not using the scrolls is not very fun. So yeah, you can use that. If you have a spellcasting ability, you can use that.
Alex wants us to win, everybody.
I think she's still going to save.
Yeah. His face
Alex just wants us to have fun, guys.
Yes. I just want the mechanics to be accessible and fun.
All right.
That's what D&D should be about.
Then she needs to roll a constitution save.
Okay.
I'll tell you if she passes.
What is she trying to make?
I'll tell you when you roll.
I'll tell you.
Interesting.
It's for me to know.
Let me just double check, make sure.
She's got to beat a 15.
This monster stat sheet, although is a paladin, does not have the paladin saving throw feature to gain an advantage.
Oh.
So it's a straight roll.
That's really helpful for me.
For 17. Us.
Okay, well, in that case, she takes half of
D8 necrotic damage?
Yeah.
Nice.
So I guess I'll roll that.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got a 18 constitution, so it was
That's pretty low.
Pretty good. That's pretty good.
She's a tough
girl. Good. Okay, bear with me, folks. Rolling necrotic damage. Right then and there, we got 5... 7, so 12, and let's get 4 8s.
She still have that magic aura thing?
Wow.
Yes.
This is really great.
Thanks for reminding me.
So it was 12.
Thanks for reminding me, Milo. I totally forgot about that.
Milo.
No. She lost the aura.
She didn't.
That's what I was wondering when I killed the guy, if she lost the aura.
No, it's something she has herself.
Oh,
so is this going to bounce back?
It's not going to bounce back, but it will fizzle. If you'd like to move away from her to cast it, you can.
No, because she's going to hit me.
She will try and hit you.
Are your chances better with that than doing it as is?
Well, what does fizzle mean? Fizzle means fizzle. It means it's not going to do anything.
It means it won't do anything.
Right, but you also run the risk of losing those 14 hit points I just gave you.
And not
doing anything.
Not attacking.
So the aura negates all magic?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a real bummer because I rolled really high.
All arcane magic. So like the divine smite and channel divinity will go through.
Will you let him retroactively move?
You remember
and use the roll?
Can I just hit her with my sword?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Then fuck this bitch.
Yeah. we'll back up because I did absolutely forget that. That is something I mentioned to you last time. This is information you should have known.
That's a bummer.
You've known that magic has not worked very well. Yeah,
I do remember
her.
This now. But maybe this sword will work. And she's flanked.
And she's flanked.
Fuckers. I think that's going to be 20, non-natural 20.
20 hits.
Oh, sweet.
She's got a two-handed weapon, so her AC is not augmented by a shield at all.
Okay, and then...
But a shield was still a hit.
And then I'm gonna Divine Smite.
Okay.
I got one more level 2 spell slot. Which I don't know how many D8s adds. Is that 3? I'm checking.
A level 2? I don't remember.
It's another 1d8 per spell level past the first one.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you're doing a level 2, it's 3d8.
Okay, so let's do sword damage.
Are you a 1d8 sword damage?
No.
Good.
So
I kind of wish I needed a recap because remembering that is going to fuck up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the hell, Milo?
Big preach. Because I did forget, and now I've put a little reminder on my thing for that.
Okay, so she takes 10 slashing and 10 divine smite damage.
10 radiant, perfect.
Now, when I roll those other 4d8s, all 4 of them were above a 6.
Nice.
That really helps us out. Here. Yeah.
That's really cool, man. Awesome.
I just wanted you guys to know.
She maintains concentration on the spell.
Okay, good. And I'm going to hit her again.
All right.
On the shield or aura spell?
Oh, yeah, on the anti-magic field that she's got.
Get this absolute bullshit. First time I rolled with advantage, I rolled 2 12s. Second time I rolled with advantage, I rolled 2 3s.
Oof.
What the fuck?
That's rough.
Stop rolling the same number. They should be different.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Fuck this dice.
That's the whole point of
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Get it out of here.
The fuck that dice?
Natural 20. Natural 20.
Yeah.
Back. Damn it. Back. Back.
Anyway, that's my turn. I can't move away or she'll kill me.
All right. I mean, but if she uses a reaction, let's Simon run away.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, but then he's going to run past her to heal me. And then
yeah.
She'll just like
I'm going to give somebody a hug.
She's going to sweeping strike us.
Yeah.
Okay, so Big Craig is up. Hits first with attack, and the second attack is a crit.
Oh! Hey. Oh.
Big Craig.
Big Craig.
Big Craig.
Pull from the back. Back, 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 back.
I mean, he's under my control, technically.
Technically.
I feel like the fingers that roll the dice are the fingers that pull the...
But I controlled him to roll it.
I pulled the strings.
He is my puppet, and my hand is, you know...
Up his butt.
Oh, that's even more, though, isn't it? Because it's an extra 8.
Yes.
So, does he get...
Yes.
Keep it going.
There we more. Go. Okay. So, yeah, he just takes the sword and just tries to demolish the guy in front of him. He is, like, on the ground, like, trying to cover his wounds, is about to die, but is not there yet.
I imagine he doesn't even care that there's a slashing side. He's just, like, hitting him with
the flat of the blade.
Die!
So, are you going to pull from the back?
Oh, right. This is, I'll pull in honor of a Craig. This is Craig.
This is for...
So we got to mail it to...
mail it to him.
Good thing we got all his prizes out, so...
What is this?
That is a self-defense keychain, my friend.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's like awesome. A pug?
Yeah, by the way, you cannot take those in the airport.
That's very hard and sharp.
Yeah.
Self-defense.
That's the point.
Terrifying.
Those are essentially brass knuckles.
Terrifying.
Made out of...
Well, Big Craig, if I ever see you, I will...
Punch you in the face with a...
Give this to you very quickly. Now don't be afraid.
Now you have to play a monk that uses those.
Yeah.
There we go. I wish it looked like Batman and not this pug dog, though. Because, like, it's the right shape.
It's a...
Yeah, I thought it was Batman.
It's a cat.
not a mastiff. Like a boxer or something? It's like
something
a,
like that.
I think it's a Pekingese.
Oh, it's
a Shih Tzu.
Pekingese,
yeah.
I'm going to...
No.
We almost got canceled.
I'm just gonna catch you up. I don't know what was coming, but I didn't like it.
It wasn't good.
You started with ease, and I went nah. Not like that's gonna go.
You know, this is what we need: 5 men just uplifting each other, making each other better. You know,
or holding them accountable,
or
right?
holding them back.
Yeah, yeah. This is our role to each other.
All right, whose turn is it now?
All right, that was the end of the initiative. We are back at the top. Val.
Where's the boys?
Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm down there.
I'm back in town.
You're yelling at me, though.
Yeah.
Oh, they're just behind this door with Pervert.
Oh, there's like a big dead thing back there. I killed it.
Oh, well, that's fantastic.
I think when we kill these guys, they should die, too.
All right, yeah, no.
We're going to kill you. That's where what's going to happen.
No,
fuck you guys.
Yeah,
fuck you guys.
You're
and then the other
die.
Guy next to him that's like got hit by Big Craig. Like, no, die. I don't think we're going to make it, man.
Yeah,
oh, God.
Yeah, no, he's got it. He's got it.
I think
listen to
me.
That guy, yeah. I'm gonna go through the door.
Okay. You open up the door. Bonus action, open it up. And immediately right in front of you, you see Simon, Perva, Ben.
We're all up.
And your friends look beat to shit. Perva,
I always look this way.
Is got some blood. You see, like she's got like a little bit of blood, you know, coming out of her
it's
her
silence.
Nose. probably yeah. Simon. Yeah.
It's your guys' blood.
Yeah,
she's just covered in our blood.
But she just looks to you and it just smiles when you open the door.
Oh. Then I'm gonna run up and I'm gonna hit her.
Simon says,
"Divine smite."
Can hey, am I flanking?
Yeah,
the way that it's set up is they're kind of flanking, and you've opened up the door at kind of like a T intersection of them because of how small the corridor is. You wouldn't be able to get there.
Okay, so no advantage.
Correct.
Okay, all right. Well, then I'm just going to
I move to give them advantage.
Attack.
We do-si-do.
Bonus action move.
Yeah.
Out of turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should be a class feature for somebody.
That's going to be a 23 to hit.
That'll hit.
Flank fighter.
Divine smite.
I am going to divine smite her, but first I'm going to roll my regular damage.
Oh, I gave you that level 2 spell slot back. See how helpful Ace is.
Hell yeah.
Ace is just a divine smite battery.
11, yes. 11 slashing damage. 11 and then slashing. I'm going to divine smite second level.
Three eights.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
That's less than half an inch.
That's me. And then 14 radiant damage. So that is 25 total damage.
Got it.
Hell yeah.
And then I'm going to attack again.
All right.
Divine smite.
You see, yeah, with that blow, like she takes it and has, she is, you can see that she's taken a hit. Her armor's like starting to come off. You've like cut into some of the straps holding it together. She's now bleeding what you assume is her own blood.
Finally. and that is going to be a 25 to hit.
That hits.
Feast on her blood.
Oh.
Yes, please.
And that is going to be 13 slashing damage. And then I'm going to expel a second level spell slot.
Okay.
That's not great. Well, that's better. And then 11 radiant damage.
That's great. Good job, Al.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
We got her on the ropes, dude.
You got her on the ropes.
How does she look now?
Still
with
hot.
Two big hits. You see that she is like her knees buckle as she's trying to defend this. You like kind of push her up against the stone wall as she's doing this, and like she almost takes to a knee but steadies herself and is like holding up a hand to try and like move you away and trying. She's looking at a very defensive posture now. She's looking roughed up. You do also, everyone around, you didn't notice this odd kind of like buzzing, this kind of just odd noise drops with that first hit, that anti-magic field.
Yeah. Now I blight her. I was waiting to, that was my trigger for this action I was holding.
Oh, well, hey.
That'll happen on my turn.
You can use, yeah, use your turn to do it. Easy enough. And yeah, she with the second attack just coughs up blood and a bit of viscera.
Ew.
Nice.
Yeah.
Eat her, Val.
Oh.
You know you want to.
Wow.
Wouldn't it be so cool if we beat her when all four of us are standing around her?
That feels dark to me, like in a way I'm not comfortable with.
No, it's like the end of Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm. And then we could say, we're the boys of Quilton Bay, bitch.
Mm. It's not really Simon's.
I'll say it.
Yeah, you can say it.
Just kidding. That's not what Ben talks like that. This is just Rhett's wish fulfillment. Yeah, yeah.
Alrighty.
That's it?
Yeah, that'll be it for me.
I am just looking over Purva's sheet here. She is up next.
Sweep attack knocks all three of us out.
Yeah, there. That'd be great.
Cleave.
She does have
no!
Three attacks that she can make.
That's nothing. She's going to have to choose who she hits.
Yeah.
She's going to have to make a choice.
I'm your huckleberry.
I mean, in essence, the three of you are right next to her. She is going to take her battle axe and just try and make a big Hail Mary kind of swing against all three of you. Three attacks, one attack each.
This Val, is the equivalent of... It's like, he's cross-eyed. Ooh. Luckily, I got two pistols.
26 to hit. Simon, 22 to hit. And Ben,
was that a disadvantage?
It was not. The disadvantage would be less than 10 to hit.
Fuck yeah.
Ben.
That was mine. I wanted the less than 10.
You can hit. You can take it.
Since she's making an attack against someone other than me, does Sentinel still count?
I think with multi-attack, since you're included in that,
I'm
it
still
would
part
not.
Of it?
Yeah.
Okay. How much did she, 26 to hit me?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm going to do Hellish Rebuke. She has to make a dex saving throw.
Okay. Dex is going to be just straight 13.
She fails.
Yeah. Fails, okay.
So that's going to be 2d10 fire damage.
2d10 fire,
okay. It's just like
17 to hit you, Ben, on her attack.
Oh, I already wasted shield. Or wait, I mean, I guess, I don't want to die.
when did you use shield?
Well, I was thinking it was a reaction, but I do. It is a reaction.
It is a reaction.
New turn. I have the spell slot. I use shield.
Okay. Yeah. She if you use the skill slot,
takes 11 fire damage.
So she'll take 11. Okay. So she hits just you, Val, not either of the two people with very low health. Right? I miss Simon with the displacement shield. Makes the one hit just hits into you, Val, and you stop it with a hellish rebuke. Let's do some damage, which is going to be 9 slashing damage plus 10 necrotic damage.
Okay, so wait, that's how much slashing, how much necrotic?
10 slashing.
Oh, so 19 total.
There you go. Okay. Gets the axe stuck in your armor with that damage, is not able to fully pull through and hit either of the others. Flame erupts inside of her armor with that hellish rebuke.
Cool.
And the last of her 3 hit points is consumed out through her armor. She burns from the inside out. It's like heat metal, but instead it's heat body. And she grasps, trying to pull the axe away to make the other attacks, and just slips, loses her strength, hits up against the wall, and slumps down, her head falling.
What do you say to her before she dies? When she's looking at you, trying to get the battle axe out
of
you.
Oh, gosh, I should have something cool to say. You know what? When she hits the battle axe into my armor, I grab it, and my other hand, I just touch her face, and I go, oh, bless you, and I light her on fire.
Yeah.
Love
Fuck
it.
Yeah.
And that fire just erupts. She falters. She falls back down against the stone wall.
Yes.
Mm. With that, we have one guard with some hit points left, one that is actively screaming.
I think he needs to roll for his mental fortitude, see if he's afraid and fleeing or not.
If somebody wants to give me a persuasion check,
I will.
No.
It ain't me.
Yeah, I'm going to murder him.
Can I slowly open the door in a dramatic way while Ben
reels
up his weapon?
17.
With the excitement of Perva dying, the guards see this. They drop their weapons. They see they've been had.
Execute him.
If you would like to, you can.
Dummies.
The one on the ground is almost dead.
I'm already gonna get away with killing the other halflings. So.
Big Craig's there, just with his sword, and he's like looking at him and looking at you guys. He's like, I could kill him.
Yeah, I could too.
We want to kill him.
Why are we not killing him?
They surrendered.
Well, we're not in the habit of
executing people. I surrender. You won.
It's not like we have a jail or anything, guys.
We don't need
There's
a jail.
There's a jail here. We have a jail. We just left it.
I'll show you. I think.
All right. I'll show you. Go to jail. Put yourselves in jail.
Can do. And he like grabs the guy and starts like walking out the double doors past you guys.
Yeah, we'll put ourselves in jail.
I like the idea that we go down there and we see Kellogg obviously exploded from one of Ace's things. And we're just, and he's all like, oh, darn it. What happened here?
See, there's a gross thing. It's oozing, bussing stuff. It's gross. Don't mind Kellogg. He just had an accident. He tripped over some.
I check Perva's pockets. I check her burned out pockets.
Perva's?
Yeah.
Go ahead and give me an investigation check.
Does anybody
take a bit of time just to go through everything? She got a lot of armor.
Anybody want her armor?
It's 15.
Or her 15? Weapons?
What's everyone else doing?
I'm going to look in the room if there's any like desks or drawers to rifle through. If she
Lots
had paperwork.
Of those, yeah.
I'm going to look for those and kind of anything that's important. I'm going to kind of stow it away.
Should we just burn those or...
Give me an investigation check to look through all that
I
want to
search her body for any like keys or amulets that look...
I'm already doing that.
You can help in that endeavor. Absolutely.
Okay. I got a 5. So
go ahead. You can make an investigation roll as well.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Alex, for letting me play the game.
Absolutely. That's what I'm here for.
I want to look through Kellogg's body and see if I can find any pictures of his family.
Oh,
okay.
Jesus.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Investigation.
Lord. Investigation. Yeah.
14.
14. Okay. Pretty good.
I just think that's 8.
8? I don't know if you find pictures of his family. There's a note, though, that he's like in the middle of writing to
this
his
is
wife.
Terrible.
Okay.
Or I guess, no, not to his wife. His wife's, it's like to his, it's to his mother.
It's to his mother.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just talking about how no one appreciates him here and has to do a lot of like hard work. And it's tough, but you know what? He gets it done.
Is he dead or can we stabilize him?
He's... I'll give him a death saving throw.
I'll just mail this for him and it'll be all good.
With a 16, somebody can stabilize him.
Yeah, I guess.
But
I'm
that would have to be Ace, I believe, since Ace is the only one near him. And
all right, let's
the
see what
other
happens.
People that would
we
stabilize
that's
him
not happening.
Are searching through a dead person's body.
Yeah, I'm just going to take the letter and like I'll mail this for you. All right, should have went back home to your family.
Glaive to the neck.
Yeah,
and he takes some coins. He's like, this is for postage.
Yeah,
if he does have any money on him,
oh yeah, he's got like 200 gold
for my troubles.
Easy enough. Yeah, he was well paid for his work. Searching Perva.
Yeah.
Absolutely find a money pouch. There's 500 gold in there. You find a well-made pouch. You look inside, and you can't see anything.
Who finds what?
That's mine.
You find a ledger with a little strap ties off. Yours? It's like a small little ledger.
Yeah.
Open it up. Do you open it up?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely, I
open it up. It details the work she's doing here. She's been here for basically just a few years after the calming started. And it notes in like very meticulously how much money she's making from all this. And you notice there's also some notes like a goal.
So this
she's
is
like looking to make a certain amount of
personal money. Finance. This is not like Drescu finance.
Correct. This is her personal ledger.
What's the goal that she has set?
The set is 120,000 gold.
Does it say
how close
what
was she?
Does it say what it's for?
I think it's for the lawyers for the divorce.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. To hire a hitman for the...
She's trying to pay the lawyers off.
Looking
I want half
it,
of everything.
Looking through it, you notice that it's not... like it doesn't say it's for anything specific. It is. There's a name given, basically.
Names. We love those.
Yeah, and I've got a name... somewhere.
And you said it's 120 gold? That
no,
or I mean 100
120,000.
That's okay, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
But it was 500 gold that you picked off her.
Okay. Oh.
What's that?
I'm looking. Let me look for it. I know it's here. I just got so much crap.
What's the nice sack? Is that like a bag of holding?
It appears to be.
Yes. I got one on each hip.
Sweet, I would love to
sacks,
have one,
bro.
But Ace definitely nice doesn't sacks. Need one.
Sorry, I'll hang on. This is too much responsibility for you guys.
No. Yeah, I'm cool
yeah,
with
we
it.
Should let the dead guy hold stuff.
We should turn both of them inside out.
Fringe.
Belma?
Belna.
Belna.
Fringe is the name that is given.
Rhett, you got this?
Yeah.
Belna Fringe. Does it, from... the notes, does it appear that it is a debt owed or a goal to achieve?
A goal to achieve.
Okay.
Yeah. And you notice that with basically all these deposits that she's like received, like she takes some for herself mm-hmm. and then puts the rest in, it's noted as like a safety deposit.
A little layaway action.
But the... like deposits are named as such as tagged bags, tagged pouches.
Like this 500 gold pouch maybe?
You see on that 500 gold pouch, there is a little label to it.
Yes.
And it's noted in the ledger as the next label.
Okay.
And it's just kind of like different characters. It's not a word or anything. It's just different characters, different letters.
And what percentage has Perva paid?
She's gotten up to about 80,000.
Wow.
I think she needed a better retirement plan.
Yeah.
One that didn't involve getting murked.
There's also a ring of keys, most likely to places around here in the
absolutely.
Warehouse.
Absolutely, we take that.
Easy enough. And
a key ring.
There's the armor.
I refuse.
And there's her battle axe.
Is it good?
It's a masterwork battle axe for sure. Yeah.
And plate armor.
And plate armor.
Which is worth... bunch, right?
Yeah, I think it's like 900 gold.
I wouldn't mind taking the plate armor, but I don't really think I can wear it.
Throw it
why
in the
can't
bag,
you wear
maybe.
It?
Yeah, throw it in your one of your two sacks.
I don't use strength.
I'll say.
I mean, it limits your spell casting.
And like it limits my spell.
And your stealthing.
Yeah, if you're not trained in heavy armor.
Are you not trained in heavy armor?
I don't think I am. I think there's a reason.
Well, no, you're a paladin, aren't you?
Paladins are trained
yeah,
in heavy
yeah,
armor.
You'd be trained.
So can I wear it?
Yeah.
You should be able to.
Yes.
With no problems?
Well,
that's part of being a paladin, is you get to wear
You can augment it a bit.
I put on her armor.
Yeah, it's a little big on you, but like you just strap it in the right places. You get rid of, like, you know, the greaves are like scaled, so you get rid of some of those. And so, yeah, it works out.
Yeah, I got plate armor. Fuck yeah.
What does it do to your AC?
Just bumps me up, what, by 2?
Your AC will be 18.
Yeah, so I'm at 16. So
that's awesome.
Okay. There's like 2 more doors down. Does anyone want to investigate this goo?
There's the goo that's foaming and dissolving.
Oh, the tentacle goo?
Before you get that, Val, you're looking around all the just drawers and paperwork and what have you. Taking a quick look at some of the stuff and going to like one of the nicer looking desks, you notice that like this is reports upon reports upon reports of wars going on around Haven. This large table has got like different like battle maps of things. And it looks like this is, room is full of just information about wars happening, and then also where to send things and like ideas on to who to support and who not to support to make sure that war
to make more money
goes as long as possible. And it's like all these like graphs and things that they're it's a lot of information there.
All right.
There's lots of personal information and then just generic, you know, indexes of like items that they have in Haviel and abroad.
I'm just gonna set it on fire.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna burn all their info.
Easy enough. Yeah, all the paper all right. burns. The long table is made of wood, so that'll set. And you know this place has ventilation of some sort, so the smoke won't stay in the cave.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think our job's done here. We came here, killed Perva, destroyed the information.
Do you think this thing is the thing that was like talking to us before?
What thing?
This goo.
No.
Oh, it used to have like eyes and arms and shit. It was really gross and scary.
The dead thing.
Yeah, the thing that was taking over dead people.
I think that probably still is out there, but I don't know that we need to worry about it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think we should worry. I think we should we get out of this compound.
Take
but yeah,
it with us?
No.
You like, see, it's like decomposing quickly. Like foam, it's like made a black ring in the stone below it now, and it's just kind of bubbling.
You don't want to try and transport that anywhere.
And there were a lot of prisoners that we helped escape, and then possibly ushered to their death. So we should maybe check on them.
No, because they have like the coolest fighter with them ever.
Right,
but you're right here, Ace.
Big Craig. Somebody's looking for a bonus.
What the fuck?
Why? He says he's the best fighter there is.
You
I control heard him so many
true.
Times.
You control
is that
him,
not
Val.
True?
Remember how you made the motion about being
the puppets.
A puppet?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
I swing my hammer and I kill Big Craig.
No!
His bones just reconstitute.
I just pulled from the back.
That really hurts, you know?
We probably should check out those other two doors, though.
Aren't we the bosses now?
Yeah, we have the keys.
Yeah, I've got the janitor keys.
Should we quickly take a short rest and recuperate some of our hit points?
Yeah, let's take a short rest.
Can I spend some time and just make sure we're locked in safely?
Yeah, you know, the two double doors that are here have like an elaborate locking system. Mm-hmm. So you spend a few minutes and get that, like you pull a couple levers and things lock into place.
Yeah.
Like this central area is meant to be like fortified. A panic like room almost.
Oh, so we could control the Dreskus. From here, if we wanted to,
I'm gonna cook some food.
Yeah, that sounds
in
good.
That room. While everyone's kind of getting there,
there's like a little kitchenette thing. Even like there's a little, you know, you stoke a fire
because it's a legit panic room.
Like what?
A legit panic room. It sounds
yeah,
like
yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Like there's what we need to survive.
I'm gonna make a little. I'm gonna make a little extra, and it's gonna be like the best like traditional halfling meal that I can make with the foods on hand.
I mean, the foods on hand are everything you knew growing up.
For sure.
Oh,
you know?
Sure.
Very fatty, lots of beer added.
So are we doing
There's
a short
just
rest?
A cask of beer.
No, short?
Short rest?
Oh, hell yeah, we are, because I just rolled triple sevens, baby!
Divine.
For what?
Yes, I could
on a d20. That ain't good, bro.
No, that's not what you.
I rolled my d20 and 3 dice came out. They all landed on 7s.
Okay, so let's see here.
One of these. I'll go ahead and heal as well as making that food. 8.
And if I can get a perception check from everyone as well. This is just keeping eyes and ears out while you're taking your short rest.
4.
You're focused on cooking.
I rolled a
22. Okay.
Short rest. How does that work on Lucky's?
Lucky's for the day.
Okay.
Yeah. They would take a long rest to reset
those. Got an 8 on perception.
8 on perception.
Are we doing perception?
Spend some time, you know, putting together these reports and things and setting them on fire. A little distracted.
15 on perception for
15?
Me.
15? And then you were...
22.
22, that's right. So Ben, you catch it first. Simon...
Oh, no.
Afterwards, you hear... In the hall, those guards you had met earlier are moving around. They're moving around. It seems like there's some of them at the double doors. They haven't tried to open. You haven't noticed anyone like trying to open it at all. They are now walking around the complex.
I use the ghost to message.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, everything all good out there? By the way, Perf is gone now. We're just resting.
Guys, I think you hear back. Guys, I think a ghost just told me Perf is gone.
Here
that
I
was
am.
Weird.
That's right. Yeah. Perf is gone. Those guys you met before, they won. In fact, it's me. I'm talking through the ghost.
So, yeah, I think one of them died and is now a ghost, but they did kill Perf.
I want to go to the door and open it with the leftovers of the extra food that I made.
Okay.
An offering.
Smart. Ace is smart. Okay.
At the end of the short rest?
I wouldn't go that far.
In the middle of the short rest?
I mean, basically during it.
But during it, so before you've regained hit points.
After I like dish up everybody else's food.
Yeah. We'll say.
Sure. We're all fine. Ace
we'll do it after.
Yeah. To not complicate this short rest you just taken.
But yeah, I want to bring food up there. I'm like, guys, yeah, we this dress queue now owns this place, but I'm a good boss, so I made this for you. And I like put the pot down. I'm like, come on.
Give me a persuasion check.
This is good. I like
assist?
This.
I assist?
You can assist.
Yeah.
That gives me advantage.
Mm-hmm.
I actually rolled good for once. 16 minus 1.
16 minus... you can say 15.
I just like to point out that I have a minus 1.
Did you notice that one of the...
Oh, we know.
One of the numbers sounded bigger, though.
It did. Yeah. Though I do, I now think, 16, it's less than that. So now I have to think, it's got to be worse.
I rolled an 18 minus 3.
So you open the door, you've got this thing ready, and you see there's like 6 of these guards, weapons ready. One of them, clearly like the captain of this group, says, okay, so that's food for us.
Yeah, like an offering. It's like letting you know I'm a good guy. Yeah,
you guys came in here, killed Perva, and then made food?
Yeah, I thought everybody would be hungry.
We're not we're not your enemy.
Look,
break food
Perva.
With us.
You knew Perva. That was hungry work. I don't eat, but that was hungry work.
Saying killing her made you hungry?
Well,
it was exhausting. It's like a turn of phrase.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
In Quilton Bay, we say it was hungry work, thirsty work.
Yeah.
I certainly worked up an appetite.
Doesn't this look good?
That frightens me.
And I like dip some bread.
Look,
like,
you showed us.
You see some of the guys are like, it looks pretty good.
You showed us some trust when you let us in to look at the map. Remember that?
Yeah.
Look, we're showing you some trust. Have some food. And it's over. It's done.
You try some first.
I just did.
Yeah, sure.
I dipped some bread.
I'll have some. And then you just see it like
fall out of
the bowl.
And he like motions to the guards. They're like, okay. One by one, they have a little bit of food. Yeah, it's not bad.
No, I know how to do this stuff, man.
The captain just is like, well, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, I got to fire one of you, though. Who should get fired since I'm the new boss?
I'm in charge of these.
Oh, you're fired.
I'm not fired.
Yeah, I think
he's... I don't.
But I'm the boss.
Well, no.
So you're so.
Ace,
what's going on here? You've killed Perva.
You're not the boss.
Thanks for dropping by, friend. In the meantime, why don't you visit bit.ly/humbleinn and buy yourself something fancy on Humble Bundle? Help us keep the ale flowing around here. You can also leave our bartenders and troopers a tip over at patreon.com/inn. We hope to see you here next week. Until then, grab. grab your sword and keep on adventuring.